Let's welcome our next guests now, our Olympians, who are, of course, been dealing with the disappointment of the postponement of the Tokyo Olympics, and for some that postponement is just going to be too long. We are going to welcome our guests, if I can just find the template that I need. Thank you, people. I know that we are talking to Chef de Mission Rob Waddell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hesman.
And good morning also to Eddie Dawkins, a cyclist, a track cyclist, who's been one of those affected by the delay of the Olympics. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome. Eddie, it's really difficult for people to understand, I imagine. Everyone understands the tremendous circumstances the world is going through. But for athletes gearing up for an Olympic Games and seeing the risk of them delayed and then knowing they're delayed, can you explain that 4 years of effort and how difficult it's been to just watch this unfold?
Yeah, it's been very difficult. After the Rio Olympics, we had a big debrief and we set our sights on Tokyo. We had a four-year plan, and coming up to the end of that four-year plan, we got basically told it was going to be a five-and-a-half-year plan. So it was very difficult to stomach, and for me, I couldn't see myself giving my full effort to it. Physically, I would have been ready, but mentally, I just didn't feel like I had that anymore. So it was, time to hang up the bike.
A heck of a call at any time. This is a big transition for any athlete. And how are you approaching it?
Oh, I'm having fun. It's great. The lockdown, even though it's been bad, it's been nice because I've been able to focus on some other stuff and spend more time with my wife and get some jobs done around the house. But it's been all right. It's been a learning curve for me, not getting up and going on the bike. And but it's been exciting because there's definitely new challenges and new opportunities waiting in the wings.
That mindset, critical, really critical. You're only 30, Eddie, but in professional cycling years, where's the body at by the age of 30?
I'm 30, but I started track cycling when I was 10, and I've been in the elite programs for the last 13 years. So it's, even though I'm only 30 years old, I've been doing it for over a third of my life already, and the body's fine. The body's just as strong as it's ever been. I've been utilising my own personal gym during the lockdown, and I've been hitting personal bests in virtually every lift that is relevant to the sport. My body isn't the issue with my retirement. It was just my giving my full heart to the next 15 months, 16 months.
It must have been a tough call, or perhaps I'm hearing you the decision occurred as much as anything. But when you look at where you guys were at, your teams came so close to gold at Rio. Just remind us, if you wouldn't mind, just pipped literally right at the race off.
Yeah, it's like our biggest accomplishment and biggest regret in the same race. We went in there with the mindset of winning, as everyone should. They should go in there with the intention of doing the best they can, and if that results in winning, that's great. We set three personal bests in a row, and one of those personal bests was actually broke the Olympic record, and to get beaten in the final by the snap of the fingers is heartbreaking, but we lost to another Olympic record, which helps me justify it. You know, if we lost the race in a bit of a poor race, it would have been upsetting, but because the other team, the British team, stepped their game up and came out and set a new Olympic record to win the race, then I'm happy with coming second.
Please stay with us. Rob Waddell, I need to bring you in, Chef de Mission. I think Mahi Drysdale, a vastly experienced veteran athlete, has been one of those who's been talking about the struggle that's involved here. And for many athletes, it's the case, isn't it? Your build-up to an event like this is enormous. How are people dealing with it?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question because there's a... Hi, Eddie, by the way, via Radio New Zealand. Nice to connect with you again. But look, it's a really interesting feeling, I guess, for many people, much like through the economy at the moment. I think people, there's aspects of what's been going on in the lockdown that people have enjoyed, and there's been some positives out of it. But on the flip side of that, there's also some pretty big things that we're all facing too. And it's much like that for athletes. In some cases it's going to be really hard and there's a lot of tough decisions being made. There's others who will also benefit from having another year as well. So we appreciate and understand that athletes are all going through different situations and different decisions at the moment.
Do you know of any others who are planning to retire rather than compete now the postponement's been confirmed?
I'm not aware of any others, but I'm sure that with the timeframes that have changed and the outlook that puts for people, that no doubt there'll be people that were possibly thinking of retiring after these games that will be having those thoughts go through their mind now, and that's part of the process they're going through.
A lot of sports people had their qualification rounds disrupted by the pandemic because they were being held in early COVID-19 hotspots. So they've been sort of dealing with this on again, off again for a long time. How are you supporting them? How is the committee supporting them?
Yeah, it's a good question about the uncertainty that athletes face because one of the 101s, I guess, of high performance sport is you try to connect with the process and not get too caught up in the outcome. So, that has been hard for athletes. And I think one of the biggest things recently anyway has just been having certainty that the games were postponed for this year. As you would have seen publicly, that was a process which took some time and consideration. The biggest thing we can do is try and provide as much certainty as possible for our athletes and communicate really clearly with them. So that's what we're focused on first and foremost, is to make sure that we're in touch with them, we're listening to them, we're sharing as much information as we can possibly put forward, even if we don't have all the answers. Just the fact that they know that enables them to plan around when those answers might come, and then be able to get on with that process of keeping fit or going through their own decisions, whatever they might be.
What is your advice for athletes who may be at that tipping point and weighing up which way to go? What's the thought process and support and soundings that they need to be taking?
I think it's a really good time to be connecting with those people around you who are a big part of your program and a big part of your life. Your family, your friends, your whānau, the people you talk to regularly and how this might be impacting them. Also, in a sporting sense, your coaches and all the various support structures that exist throughout our programs as well. So I think talking to people is a really important piece. But also, for those that are continuing to focus on the games for next year, there is, and it's human nature to have a lot of anxiety around all the what-ifs. And so I guess the messaging we've got is for athletes, teams, coaches, just to have some processes and some coping strategies around that. It's all very easy in any situation to get caught up on what could be quite a daunting-looking outcome in all the different scenarios. But there are things you can do to break that down and to make it more palatable day by day, and just to be able to get on with those as one way of people moving forward.
Transition plans obviously so important too for those who are going to make that decision. Thank you very much. Robert Dell is chef de mission. Just coming back to Eddie Dawkins, track cyclist, who's one of those who has made the decision that the delay is going to herald his retirement. We were talking about that fantastic team event at Rio, Eddie, and I'm just wondering, was breaking this to the team in some ways one of the toughest parts of the decision, or were they part of your decision making?
No, it was difficult. I talked to Sam and Ethan prior to the media release to let them know, and I think they were shocked by it, but very supportive supportive of my decision. And it was difficult because I've spent a lot of time with them. I've spent the last 10 years. Traveling the world with them and taking on nations from all over the world, and I wouldn't have done that with anyone else. And they needed to know. They needed to know before everyone else did. And I'm glad that they found out early and they're supportive of me. And I'm still supportive of them. I wish them all the best for the upcoming Olympics in Tokyo.
Do you have a sense now, obviously, these are times that everyone is processing in many different ways, but as you look ahead to the future and all the discipline and the energy and the adrenaline and the mental effort that goes into your sporting career, do you have some plans for what might be over the horizon?
Yeah, I do. I've been an athlete for my whole life, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. Looking for new opportunities and careers that help me develop my skill set, my strength and power and stuff like that. I've had a few talks with different people, and also I want to develop my ability to coach as well. I've been coaching for the last 3 years, and I want to be able to step that up and add a few more strings to the bow with in that regard as well.
All the best, Eddie, and congratulations on what's been a remarkable career, and a mature decision made that now's the time to end it. Thank you. Eddie Dawkins, track cyclist, Rio Olympic silver medalist. He and his teammates also won 7 medals over 3 Commonwealth Games, 2 of them gold, along with 3 world titles. And Tokyo was going to be the moment he planned to bow out, but with the postponement, he has now decided that now is the time.